from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple weeks ago, I was listening to First and Pod, which is now a defunct podcast. It was Danny Parkins, Andrew Filippone. 2 weeks ago on that podcast that I was listening to, he had a scathing Kevin Stefanski will be fired at the end of the season take. And you guys know I like content, and I got myself all ready for the day. I wrote it down in my little notepad section for overtime with Jonathan Peterlin, 7 to 11, right here on The Fan. And I was all ready to go. And then I got to the station, I put the audio, I had it ready to go to put into my folder, and I decided not to go ahead and put it in. I said no. I said it's not the time, it's not the place, I didn't need to be doing this. No one in Cleveland believes Kevin Stefanski is going to get fired. Nobody believes that.
I don't believe it either.
And I hadn't thought about it for a couple weeks. And then Kyle Brandt was on Bill Simmons, and I heard the morning guys bring this up, and I'll play the clip for you guys, and I'll react the way that I'm going to react, because I don't believe it to be true either, but I wonder if we are a little too close to the situation. This is Kyle Brandt on Bill Simmons' podcast.
This guy has won Coach of the Year twice. Last year, he and Joe Flacco went on this Disney movie run to the playoffs, and it was a really cool story. There is a complete and utter enigma with Kevin Stefanski's quarterback, Deshaun Watson. He has not played a good, solid season in 4 years. His last season that he played was good and healthy was the COVID year, and there was real discussion at the end of last season about the Browns have found something with Flacco. This works. They respond to him. His chemistry with Stefanski is amazing. Flacco's now gone, and it's like, all right, Deshaun Watson, this 5 years waiting for it. If we talk about the AFC North, Bill, it's like, all right, Lamar's the MVP. We're talking more about Russell Wilson and Justin Fields than Deshaun Watson, and then Burrow is Burrow. So it's like, the Browns need to win a playoff game this year. They should. They were in one last year and got killed.
He showed up with a kind of attitude to begin with.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's like, for why? They spent everything to get him. He's hugely paid. He hasn't accomplished anything since some of these guys were even in the league. And it's like, if they mess up in that division, like, you could look at 6-11 really, really fast.
I think what happens sometimes, I know it's not great. I put myself in, if I were to do a national show and I was to talk about Kevin Stefanski without knowing anything else about Kevin Stefanski, I could give you his resume and you would say, well, let's do it this way. Blind resume.
Okay.
I'm going to name a random coach for you. Okay. 5 years experience in the NFL, one playoff win, had a franchise quarterback some of the time, but wasn't the entirety of the time. Did have a double-digit win season. Does he deserve to go into year six?
Yes.
I'd also, you say yes. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, there's nothing in my mind.
Hold on, there's a twist there.
Go.
I was describing Frank Reich, and Frank Reich didn't make it to year six. You thought I was talking about Kevin Stefanski, and everything does apply for Stefanski.
Yeah, but the Colts.
I was talking about Frank Reich. Great offensive mind, double-digit wins, one playoff win, had Andrew Luck some of the time, but not all the time. Perceived to be great around the league, and then fired year five. You tried going to year six, didn't work.
I don't know, man. I just feel like the Colts had won a lot more in the past. Like, the Browns have, he's turned it around.
So you believe that the, like, last year we should be looking at more than we look at the previous 3 years? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yes.
Okay. Because if I'm Stefanski, that's the case I'm trying to make.
I think overall, Kevin Stefanski has changed the trajectory, excuse me if I could spit it out, the trajectory of this organization. They're not letting this guy go, even if they go 3-14.
I agree with you. I from a national perspective, though, you can see why this story is not going to go away if they struggle this year, right? Like, you see how this is going to be a thing. And listen, Andrew Berry, you think you're safe? I took off my Cleveland sports media hat for a second, and I was thinking about Andrew Berry. He's gone through four drafts. He's drafted one Pro Bowler. He's spent more money than any other team in the NFL over the previous 2 years. Over the previous 2 years, each year, he's spent more money than any other NFL team. And in the entire stretch, he's got one playoff win to show for it. Like, when the money faucets turn on, you got unlimited resources. You haven't really been able to draft at the high success rate that most people would want you to have drafted at. I'm sorry. If I'm trying to make a case from a national perspective that Andrew Berry should have his job into year 6, 7, or 8, and I don't know Cleveland at all, this is why this rhetoric isn't going away. Now, we know the situation, though, but this is why maybe I wonder if we're too close. Because we know the situation. We know how much Haslam appears to like both Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, the stability that both of them offer. And I know it's a hard sell going on a national show and being like, you guys don't understand the stability that's here now. You guys don't get it. It was an awful situation. It was a place no one wanted to go, no one wanted to be. And now Cleveland Browns football is great, and it's competitive, and it's fun, and you should be rewarded for taking a team from the bottom of the basement and bringing them to the penthouse. And the stability attached to Kevin Stefanski was worth his weight in gold and is for the next 5 years. But at some point, the proof has got to be in the pudding as well. And at some point, you do have to graduate to that next step. And I think that's where the conflict between the national and the local is going to exist, Dustin.
Yeah, I mean, we're here. We're in it. We're living it. We've seen the doldrums of this organization for the last, 13 years since we've been on the air, going on 14. It's like completely different. The feel around the team, the vibe, there's not like a lot of drama. I mean, Deshaun was whatever, but now the team is, we're just talking about football. And honestly, how many years did we talk about the team and like just kind of have this hope that maybe they would make the playoffs? Now it's the expectation.
You're right. We've changed the expectations. I love that. And I also like the idea that we do just talk football for the most part as well. None of the other stuff. I love John Dorsey. I think John Dorsey was great. When John Dorsey was here, it was a circus. That was a clown show in many respects. He was a great drafter. I thought he was great at acquiring talent as well. He's a great football mind. That's the dude that drafted Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, and decided to go ahead and make Andy Reid the head coach in Kansas City, okay? Mm-hmm. Like, he knows football. If anybody knows football, John Dorsey knows football. Drafted Nick Chubb, drafted Denzel Ward, drafted David Njoku, all these guys, right? But, I mean, he let everyone and anyone into that house. Like, if you wanted to, you could snoop around in 3 seconds and then get a story, and it was just like, oh, another big fire that is in Berea that somebody has to put out. And they started winning, so we all kind of went with it. But, man, those Freddie Kitchens years, the Hugh Jackson years.
It was brutal.
I mean, it was nonstop. It was 24/7. We have none of that now.
No.
This was the quietest offseason I think we've ever had. It's all gone away. And I think that's why maybe the Browns fan looks at this and says, Jimmy Haslam has to love what's going on here right now. Because you're not a laughing stock anymore. People aren't looking at the Browns and saying, same old Browns. They're looking at the Browns and saying, it's a good football team. See what they have defensively? Yeah, they got Pro Bowlers on three levels of the defense. Offensively, yeah, we don't know what Deshaun is going to be. But for the most part, people are looking at it and saying, if Deshaun is good, this team can go very far. And we're having real football conversations, talking about beating teams like the Cowboys in Week 1 to then beat the Eagles in Week 5 and the importance of something like that. Like, real football conversations that just really didn't exist in years prior. And I think that might be the Stefanski effect that I think some of the national people are probably missing out on here, Dustin.
Yeah, I mean, the national people, like I said, they just don't get it. They're not around. Like, all that they can do is look at the outside perspective. It's the same with the Cavaliers.
Mm-hmm.
And JB, we had people coming on and saying, why would you even think about firing JB? Well, okay, come.
Put Geltzauer's name on it.
I didn't put his name on it.
No, I just didn't.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love that guy.
Oh, I think he's great,
he's
too.
So good,
but
though.
he was one of the, you know, advocates for not firing J.B. Bickerstaff.
Yeah, he was
kind of the opposite situation here. We think Kevin is safe, and some people think he could be on the hot seat. It's like the exact opposite.
I mean, we
deal.
Did show after show where it was like, it's obvious that JB is dead man walking, and then we'd have all these national people come on. Mm-hmm. And it was just like, are we watching the same NBA? Is this happening? Because this is not, it's not the conversation we're having, but it throws you into a little bit of a, it fries your brain, Dustin.
It does.
Because I'm sitting here and I hear Kyle Brandt suggest 6-11. 6-11 never crossed my mind. And I don't know, maybe it's because we won 11 games last year where it felt like the sky did fall. We were in everything that could go wrong did go wrong. And so I just look at winning 11 games that way. I just don't know how we ever get to a spot where this team only ends up with 6 wins, even if everything does go wrong. I just mm-hmm. don't. My brain doesn't compute that. It's like an error in programming there. I don't know how Kyle Brandt got there. I don't know how anyone could get there looking at this team.
Yeah, that is an absolutely fair question.
I mean, but then again, maybe people hear me talk about the Steelers and how I say I could find an avenue for them to get to 6 or 7 wins easily. And maybe there's a host in Pittsburgh that's like, I just don't understand this Jonathan Peterlin guy.
Well, and there's also an avenue that Pittsburgh could win double-digit games.
Certainly. Certainly.
I mean, they kind of always do.
Well, they always get to the postseason.
Yeah.
And I think the difference for me in this conversation, Dustin, is that, and I'll know whether or not at the end of the season, Deshaun and Kevin Stefanski are on the right page. When you get to the postseason, do you feel like you're the Steelers against the Bills last year, where they were dead man walking, or do you feel like you have a chance? And I think if you can say with confidence that you feel like you should win that playoff game, then I think you're in a good spot. I told you this before, Joe Flacco, if he would have advanced against the Texans, and we were favorites again in that game against the Texans, but if they were to have advanced and took on the Ravens, I didn't think they were going to beat the Ravens in that game. I didn't think that was going to happen. And I think that's probably why I had a limitation for myself on Joe Flacco. If Deshaun Watson is going up against Baltimore or Kansas City or Buffalo or Miami or one of the top teams in the AFC, and I'm looking at it and I'm saying, yeah, the line's pretty close. This makes sense. We have a real chance to win this thing. That's how I think I'll mark the success. And that's how I'll know Stefanski and Watson worked. I'm asking you now.
How do I know?
Yeah, like what will be that identifier for you? Like that guy in Cleveland tweeted at us and he said, if by the end of the season we fail to get to a Super Bowl, we ditch Stefanski and insert Schwartz in the head coaching position.
Silly.
That seems a little silly to me. Like you make it to the Super Bowl, you make it to the AFC title game, you know Stefanski and Watson worked. It's not debatable. That worked.
You got to remember, like, you're not, I don't know, like, this team needs to just make the playoffs. Like, that should be the goal. Basically, this is, like, almost Deshaun's, like, rookie year, so to speak, with the Browns. Like, it's first year where I expect him to play every game. It's not, he's there's no suspension. I hope he stays healthy. He should be healthy right now, we think, going into the year. And I think it's silly and unrealistic to think that they would go to the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl. Certainly they could, and like I'm all for it, but I'm not going to hold them to that standard this year.
Especially not in the AFC.
I mean, I think it's unfair to hold the Chiefs to a standard, that, and they're the best team in the league, I think, to hold them to a standard like Super Bowl or bust.
In this AFC, I think it's really tough to hold anybody to that standard. I agree with that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.